and the matter of Baal Peor had to deal with Israel's descent into worship in the fertility rites of Baal Peor. And let's just say that it was sexual in nature and it was pretty ugly. Okay, this is where you find the instance where Phinehas, who I believe was a grandson of Aaron, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was the son of Eleazar or one of the sons of Aaron. Phinehas stopped the plague from overcoming Israel because he stopped a couple of people in the act in relation to this cult of Baal Peor. Okay, so and what I want you to notice there in Revelation 2:14 is, like I mentioned in the sermon on idolatry that I gave recently, you know, the link between things sacrificed to idols and acts of immorality. Okay, remember that there's a link between all that. In Acts 15, immorality is one of the immediate things that had to be renounced by a new convert. If you recall, people who were newly converted to the faith, who were not Jewish, Gentiles in particular, they had to do certain things when they initially converted. And the rest of it, James said, they would learn as they went from Sabbath service to Sabbath service, learning the Torah. But the immediate things that they had to do, one of them was they had to abstain from immorality. Okay, and the next one they had to abstain from as well, going back to Galatians 5:19, idolatry. And as I said, I gave an entire sermon on this. And what I'd like you to remember, so I'm not going to go in great detail here, but what I'd like you to remember is the idols of the heart that are mentioned in Ezekiel 14 and the connection between all immorality and sin to idolatry. Okay, so all these things are related, brethren. It's not that you do one to the exclusion of the other. There's always some element of interrelationship between them. And Ezekiel 14, talking about the idols of the heart, there was talking about how people would take these idols into their hearts. It wasn't a physical idol. It wasn't something of wood and stone, but it was something that was put in importance above Yahweh, but it was emphasized in the heart, because that's where it begins. As we saw in Romans 8, it starts by the thinking, and then it culminates in the doing. 1 Samuel 15:23, for rebellion is as the sin of divination. So if you're a rebellious person, okay, think about this. Think about the profound nature of this statement. If you are a rebellious person, okay, whether you're rebellious against your parents, whether you're rebellious against your spouse, whether you're rebellious against your mate, well, your spouse, whether you're rebellious against someone in authority who's over you, it says here that you are guilty of the sin of divination, okay, which is a form of spiritism. There's an interlink between these things, brethren, because it has to do with attitude. It has to do with works of the flesh. It has to do with the sensuality, being minded towards sensual things rather than spiritual things. A spiritual person, brethren, is not rebellious. That element, that behavior, that attitude is not part of a spiritual attitude, brethren. Rebellion is as the sin of divination, and insubordination, which is similar to rebellion, is as iniquity and idolatry. It's the same thing. So insubordination is iniquity and idolatry. So, you know, brethren, you know, if we act in a way that is rebellious towards Yahweh or in any of these relationships I'm describing, and we are not acting in a way that is reflective of a true worshiper of Yahweh, then we must understand that we are in the same category as people who are immoral and people who are, because sin is sin, brethren. You know, I always use the example of, you know, not being able to be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you aren't. Sin is sin. So I never could understand as I was growing up. You know, I grew up in the Catholic faith, and I can never understand, and I don't mean to knock Catholics, but Catholicism is problematic, okay? I'm being very nice. And the whole idea between, I hope I'm saying these right, cardinal and venial sins, or venal sins, I guess they were. You know, some of them could keep you out of heaven, right? But the other ones, well, they're, you know, you might have to, you know, do a few extra Hail Marys, right? Or you know, whatever, at the confessional. And I can never understand that, even as a kid. Because to me, you know, sin is sin. It's wrong or it isn't. Now, I understand that there are degrees. You know, I understand that a murderer is in a category that's obviously a cut above, you know, someone who maybe breaks somebody else's leg. But you know, the attitudes behind that still are the same. They're violent. They're mean. They're vicious. They're insubordinate and rebellious. And all those things ultimately will lead you to the same place, which is the lake of fire. So, you know, we have to be very careful about measuring ourselves according to the, the how do we put it, according to the lesser chain in the link, I guess. You know, and comparing yourself, sometimes you say, well, I'm not doing as bad as these people out in the world. Or I don't compare yourself, brethren, to the ones who are spiritual, not according to the ones who are not, because as soon as you compare yourself to the ones who are not, you're already lost the game. You've already lost it, okay? Because sin is sin. All right, and by the way, idolatry was another immediate sin that had to be dealt with in Acts 15, in addition to immorality. What about sorcery? Sorcery is on the list there. What is sorcery? Sorcery, brethren, is alteration of the mind. In our modern parlay, if you will, it would be drug use, okay? The word in the scripture is number 5331, and it's pharmakia. 5331, pharmakia. And it means medication, magic, witchcraft. Now we got to be really careful, brethren. You know, it's who would have ever known that so many, you know, thousands of years later, that we live in a society that is so steeped in drug use, brethren. You know, it seems like something new. It's nothing new. People have been using drugs for ages. You ever heard of mescaline, peyote?